Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A creature like that does need to be stopped. If whatever was down there was released onto the world above them, we need to do something about it. However, we are making major speculations here.
What do you mean?
Look, I've gotten caught up in this to a degree so far as to make assumptions that I have no proof on because, well, frankly, I'm scared.
What assumptions?
That there was even a creature here. That it was let out. That it was the same one that killed Emily McFarland. Look, I'm not saying that that may or may not be the case, but we need to keep our heads about us.
Our head. Singular.
Right. And while you may not remember who or what you are, I am an investigator. Which means using the evidence we know to find out what we don't.
You want to go to the library?
Yes. There is much we can find out.
How so?
Well, we can look up this name, Shub Nagrath, learn all we can about it. We can ask the librarian about this book. We can even look up the address of this house in the library's newspaper records.
Finding out who lived here is an excellent idea.
Yes, there is much we can do if we take a moment to consider what we already know.
Fair enough, Arthur. Let's head to the library.
Right. Look, this isn't to say that we need to forget what we're gathering here. If this creature is out there, we do need to stop it. Especially one with such raw powers to cleave a bone in half.
Is that what happened to Emily?
I don't know. I'd have to ask, but I do recall them saying she was dismembered in a visceral fashion. They implied the bones were cut through.
Arthur, as I said, there are creatures you cannot fathom. Finding this thing alone will be difficult.
Which is why the library is a good first step. And Who knows?
Maybe the creature will find us first.
Why do you say that?
Arthur, think about it. If what we're assuming is correct, this creature lay dormant in this cavern for almost 10 years. Once it was let out, it didn't attack the girl. It followed her, followed the book, and then waited.
That doesn't seem very likely.
Maybe. Maybe not. Whatever the case, if everything we're assuming is correct, a creature like that would have to be intelligent.
Very much so.
What of the other bodies?
I don't know. Maybe members of this religion, worshippers of Shub-Niggurath.
That killed each other?
Well, you said only one was killed by the other.
Yes, but they were still clearly engaged.
I don't know what to make of it yet. Perhaps something went wrong, something that involved the creature.
Perhaps. That archway behind them, it led nowhere.
Yes, I remember you describing that. It's tough for me to visualize.
It was really just a stone archway. I believe that it may have been used as a gateway.
But you said it led nowhere.
Arthur, this dark world I came from is not something you travel to in a taxi.
Speaking of?
Yes, you're almost at the street. If you signal now, you'll catch a taxi. He's rolling down the passenger side window.
Miskatonic University.
He's nodded and started the fare.
All right, well, I'm all ears. Tell me.
It is a world that can only be accessed by a gateway or a portal.
So you think this religious sect had opened a gateway?
Yes. And what's more...
Brought something through.
Yes.
This would imply that your book was in fact laying on the podium. If the girl broke in and found the book there, that book you were in...
Then maybe this cult brought me through that gateway themselves. Arthur.
Yes. This beckons the question once again. Who are you to have a religious cult open a gateway to another world just to bring you through?
I don't know. Look, let's just focus on the task at hand.
I continually brush off the very real and serious concern that you may be something more sinister, and you seem quite okay with that. I don't know exactly what you
have. There is nothing either of us can do about that now. I have your eyes still.
Well then, let's just hope for the best.
Let's.
Miskatonic University. This library is one of the finest, especially for older books and rarities.
Mm.
I believe the librarian may be of particular help. I met him once at a city hall fundraiser. I hope he remembers me.
The door is to your right, Arthur. There are people out and about, so try not to make it seem too much like you can't see.
Right.
So, we are gathering that my book was on that podium for sure, then.
It's a thin justification, I grant you, but right now, based on the symbols on the book and the symbol on the cult wall, it's an educated guess.
Which means she entered that chamber and took the book. We don't know why she did that.
No, but if she did, we know where she ended up, at J.D. Ackerman's rare bookstore.
Why take the book just to give it away?
Maybe she sold it.
But I didn't see any sale or purchase of the book in his records.
That's right. Well, maybe she trusted J.D., or maybe she got it for him.
Or maybe the creature was hunting her for it back.
What did...
There's a man at the counter.
Hello, I was wondering if you could help us.
Why are you whispering?
Yes, of course. Who is us?
It's just you, Arthur, remember?
Sorry, I misspoke.
He's smiling kindly.
I'm looking for information on a religious sect. It's a name I haven't really heard before.
What is the name?
Shub-Niggurath?
His face has gotten serious.
Do I know you? We've met before, haven't we?
Yes, Mr. Armitage, right?
Yes. You're the private investigator, aren't you?
Yes.
Arthur.
Yes, good memory.
Arthur, why are you asking about such things?
Well, it pertains to a case I'm working on currently.
He's looking around to ensure no one's watching.
There are no books in this library that would speak of Shub-Niggurath.
But I do have some in my private collection that may be of interest, however. I must warn you. They are not for the faint of heart, and only to be read by those of the strongest minds.
I'm not sure what you mean.
These forces that you speak of, beings of immense power and terror, they are unfathomable in their cruelty and alien in the truest sense of the word. Arthur, there are things in this world not worth pursuing, and I struggle to believe any case is worth the information you seek.
He's trying to scare us.
Knowledge, despite its usefulness, is a curse that carries a heavy toll.
We're not buying it, Arthur. Don't listen to him.
Mr. Armitage, I respect your position, and if you wish not to share with us, then I cannot force you. But I ask you, please, any information you have on Shub-Niggurath and its followers would be very much appreciated.
Very well. Let me fetch it from my collection. I'll place it in my office so you can read it undisturbed. It'll take a few moments, though.
Thank you. I want to look up something else in the old newspaper records anyway, so it will take some time.
Fair enough. Then I will find you there when it is done.
Thank you again, Mr. Armitage. Thank you very much.
Do not thank me, Arthur. Knowledge, despite its usefulness, is a curse that carries a heavy toll.
Why do you suppose you're so wary of sharing?
Because you are playing in a world of the unknown, Arthur. Things that can bend and break your mind.
Should we not be finding things out, then?
No. We have to.
Right, well, do you see which direction the newspaper records would be in?
Yes. Head to your right. Run your left hand along the wall. Yeah, that direction.
"58 Pelican Lane is the address. We'll have to look for any newspapers that might have that in it.
Well, then might as well start. There's some drawers to the left of you. Open one and start searching.
Right. Anything pertaining to odd sightings, bizarre?
Nothing. I don't see anything about 58 Pelican Lane at all. This drawer is a dud. Try the one next to it.
This one?
Yes.
Right, just try Pelican Lane, not the address itself.
All right.
Again, look for disturbances, odd complaints, noises.
Missing girls. There's an article here about a missing girl.
What does it say?
The headline reads, "Amanda Cummings found."
Amanda Cummings?
Amanda Cummings, reported missing since July 17th, was found walking north of the city in the Pelican Lane area. Local authorities say she refused to talk. Police report filed.
This July?
No, this newspaper is dated almost 10 years ago.
What? How? Hold on, wait a minute. It's Cummings, that's the same as Roland Cummings, the PI who owned our apartment first, the one that Ackerman meant to send the book to.
Police chose not to speculate, but heavily implied she was held captive. Was found with another girl who was unnamed.
A second girl?
Yes, it seems like two girls were found. One, Amanda Cummings, has been reported missing. The other, no identification, no name given. They just say that she was an immigrant of some sort.
Does it say anything else?
Nothing pertinent.
It mentioned a police report, yes?
It did.
Well, anything additional would most certainly be in the police records. They're sealed, but we may be able to buy our way in.
So, as I understand it, the book was sent to the father of this missing girl?
I mean, we'd have to verify it, but either that's a remarkable coincidence, or...
I don't think any of this is a coincidence, Arthur.
What does it all mean, though?
Well, we are making assumptions. At least some. Like Emily took the book from the abandoned house.
Right, but the facts that we know are this. That two girls were found wandering the streets near the abandoned house. They refused to talk to the authorities and the press. Years later, a book is presumably taken from that same house, and after the person who took it dies, it's sent to the father of one of these two girls, or at least who Ackerman thought was the father.
It's starting to make a story, but I don't know what it means.
Maybe some context will help. Reading that police report is an important step.
Reading this book from Mr. Armitage is as well.
Yes. Is that him approaching?
Yes.
Mr. Lister, I have left the book open in my office. It's just at the back there.
I see where he's pointing. I'll guide you thereafter.
Again, thank you very much, Mr. Armitage.
Do not thank me. I'm not trying to scare you, but do not thank me.
Is this a wise idea?
Wise? Yes. Smart? I'm not so sure.
Right.
Head forward and then make a sharp right turn. The door is straight back. Just run your hand along the shelf to guide you. Here. This is a fairly plain-looking office at first glance. However, the more I study it, the more interesting this Armitage character becomes.
Oh?
His walls are replete with odd knick-knacks and bizarre tapestries. One looks to depict a calendar of sorts.
Of sorts?
It's a language I've never seen.
Hmm.
The simple leather chair is well worn. I can almost see the numerous hours he spent poring over these books. In the corner, a shelf is built into the wall, and an assortment of colorful and interesting objects lay in.
Anything that jumps out?
Not particularly, but this seems to be a man who yearns to travel. It looks like the book is on his desk on the far side of the room, straight ahead.
So, what does the book look like?
It's well worn. The binding has cracks all over it, and it looks like it's been in sand, maybe?
I wonder where Mr. Armitage found this.
It doesn't have any symbols on the cover.
Well, shall I open it?
Yes. Oh.
What?
The pages, they're thick, as if not paper. It's all handwritten. There are images along with the words. Bizarre creatures.
Do you recognize any of them?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
Right.
There, stop. The symbol, it's here.
Is there writing?
Yes.
Read it out loud.
Shub Nigrath, praise and abundance to the black goat of the woods. Aya, Shub Nigrath, aya, Shub Nigrath, the black goat of the woods with 1,000 young. She is lord of the wood and mother to us.
A black goat?
It looks like most of this is in a language I don't understand, but there are notes on the pages written in English.
By Armitage?
I don't think so. It looks very old.
What does it say?
It looks like part translation of the text, part description. Also, perhaps personal thoughts in here. It's clear whoever wrote this never intended anyone to read it. It reads part diary, part transcript.
Well, read it.
All right. The great old one, Shub Nigrath, unstoppable and terrifying beyond comprehension. I have seen her with my own eyes. Her enormous cloudy mass roils and festers, parts of the mist coalescing at times to form ropey tentacles, slime-dripping maws, or writhing hoof-tipped legs. Then it seems to slip into diary in the same breath. I have returned from the dreamlands with witness, the swollen buds that sprout from her side and split from her, her offspring. I shall call them her dark young, these lesser beings. These are what I've heard. The one in England, Goatswood. Their presence in this world, done by her followers, weakens the fold, I'm sure of it. I must return to England, destroy the dark young they have brought.
Do you think it was this dark young that killed Emily?
We have no way of knowing. Seems like he was successful in at least finding the dark young. He's made some notes about them. Leg articulation, trunk and legs of about 8 feet, an overall height of some 20 to 25 feet with tentacles extended. Specimen upwards of 70 feet have been encountered, though not by myself. A dark young's leg retracts as the creature steps forward. As the foot is lowered, it also expands laterally to take the entity's weight. Typically dendroid, a dark young has several stout, hoof-like legs supporting a thick body marred by gaping maws, dripping goo. They tend to hide in dense, populated woods. There's an image with a description under it and a notation on the spot where the creature is.
On the spot? I'm not sure what you mean.
He's indicating a point on the creature, within its maw.
Do you think it could be a weak point, perhaps? If he's hunted and killed one of these things, then...
It's possible, yes. There's also... Under the symbol on this page, there's something written in a language I don't recognize.
Still in his hand?
No. No. Should I read it?
We've come this far. Might as well see what we can find.
It is a depiction of this black goat.
Well, I suppose it...
All right.
Well, maybe it's not such a great idea, actually. I can see... I can feel the wood. Shut the book! I could feel the words. I could see them. I could see him. I could see the black goat. It's a herald. It's a herald of this creature. I don't think we should have read that. Are you there?
Yes.
How do you feel?
Fine, Arthur.
Right. We cannot... If this dark young has entered this world, especially if it weakens the fold between the worlds, this is something that we have to stop.
And how do you suggest we do that?
Well, we won't know anything until we head to the police station and read these files. We need to find out how this girl was murdered and if it was in fact one of these dark young...
You're not a policeman, Arthur.
I have contacts that...
That would share with you files only meant to be seen by the police.
Maybe, maybe not.
I suggest we find where this Cummings girl lived. Find out more about her and her parents. This is no longer a coincidence. Following up on Cummings could reveal who the other girl was, where Roland went to, and how Ackerman knew him. It tells us more about the book as well.
I suppose you're right. We should try to stay away from police in any case. It's clear that Amanda was missing, and with the connection to J.D. Ackerman that her father had...
It's a place to start for sure. How do you plan on going about finding her?
I could check the telephone book, but...
But what?
Well, not only could it be a common name, I gather she won't be easy to find.
Why do you think that?
Well, based on the article's implication and how and where she was found, I'm making the educated guess that she was a captive in that household.
It would stand to reason. After all, you mentioned previous that Roland Cummings had supposedly abandoned his lease because he had to leave town.
Right. Unless her captors were all killed, I imagine they would pursue.
Well, then how do you suppose we find her?
Well... I do remember a few old files I put away in the basement storage at the office. Personal mail, things like that. I assume his address would be there.
What makes you think they're still at the address?
I don't. It's a start. We can ask neighbors, see if there's anyone around that knew him.
Well then, back to the office, I suppose.
Right. I must say, since reading that book, I've felt a bit...
Strained?
Yes, in a way. As if my mind has been severed a bit, like a wound.
Yes. I feel it too.
What do you suppose it means?
Exactly what Armitage warned you of.
Well, that's fair. Should we say goodbye?
We don't have time for that. Besides, I doubt he'd really mind. Looks like the rain has finally come.
Brilliant.
The street's just to your left. There's something I've been thinking about.
Well, let's hear it.
The abandoned house looked untouched. Why do you suppose the house was never searched after Amanda Cummings showed up? Don't you think she would have led the police to it?
I've been wondering that myself.
Perhaps her father knew something. Oh, stop. Curb is right before you. Wave down this taxi.
Thirteen Mosby Avenue.
Presumably this girl was taken by the cult. 10 years later, her father is sent a book of that same cult.
Well, it could be something he began to dive into after she was returned. Something he tried to uncover as she told him things about
her. Perhaps. Perhaps she was taken because he began diving too deeply into the cult.
You think her kidnapping could have been a response to Roland getting too close to something?
It could be. Maybe he got the message and dropped it altogether. That place was, after all, abandoned.
There's a lot of assumptions here.
Yes. Well, let's just start with what hard evidence there is. Let's find and speak with Amanda Cummings and get her word on all of this. Looks like we're near your office.
Grand. All right. Well, what we can do... What? What?
Arthur, there are police outside the building.
Hold. What are they doing?
They're wheeling out a body, Arthur.
Oh, fuck. Damn shit, fuck.
Well put.
Fuck. What do you do?
We calm down.
How can we calm down? They've just found my partner. They found his body. Oh, fuck.
They haven't found you. Compose yourself, Arthur.
I don't know if I can.
Look, is there another way into this building other than the front?
Are you mad? We're not going in there. We have to
find... Arthur! All this has done is put a timeline on us. If we are to find the Cummings girl, then we need to find her quickly. There is nothing to say that they are looking for you. For all they know, someone broke into your apartment and killed your partner.
But
you are an investigator. You make enemies.
No, there's no way we...
Yes, there is. Now get out of this taxi. The man is starting to look at you strangely. Pay him and step out. Now listen, Arthur. There is one uniformed officer outside the building, leaning on an automobile. He's looking down the street. This is no manhunt.
There are no more police? They're just...
No. I'd imagine that they've only just found him, which means they are either combing your office or have sent for backup. Either way, the time to act is now. Is there another way into the basement?
Yes, there is. An alleyway. It has a side entrance. It leads directly to the basement storage.
Excellent.
No, but...
Then all you have to do is sneak past the officer outside and move quickly.
No. Listen, no.
You listen! Everything boils down to Cummings right now. You said it yourself. Old files may be the only link we have to finding their last known address aside from the police station. Since that is the last place we want to be right now, this is our only choice. Now cross that street and do what I say! Good. You're almost at the curb. Good. Stop! Wait! Don't move.
Should I crouch or...
Just take a half step back.
Okay.
Now wait. Okay, go. Now. Now! There. You're in the alley now. Easy as pie.
My heart is racing.
Where is the door?
It's down along the right side.
I see it. I assume you have a key?
Yes, of course.
Watch your step.
Fuck. Damn, I forgot the stair there.
Let's be quick.
Right, but there should be a number.
Yes, there are cages in the wall.
Yes, but a number. One of them will be our office, 76. See any...
There, stop.
Here?
Yes.
Perfect. There are a number of boxes I put. Things, they're labeled.
Yes, I see them.
Perfect. One should say Cummings, maybe.
There, in the back.
Yes.
No, put your... Yes.
Right. This feels like mail. Is this mail?
It looks like it. The name on it. Delphine Cummings.
I don't know. It might be his wife, but...
86 Town.
Brilliant. I don't know it, but let's get out of here.
It's Eddie. He's coming towards you.
I fucking told you.
You better hope I don't see you again.
Eddie, I'm sorry. Listen, it was... Jesus.
Fight back, Arthur.
Motherfucker.
Fight him.
Fuck you. Don't you fucking dare.
Oh, I did. Kill him. Shit, fucking. Arthur, kill him. Arthur, kill him. Kill him! Arthur! Yes.
I... Wait. What? I can't... What's wrong with my hand? Stop it! Stop it! What are you doing? Let go of his throat!
I can't. He needs to die. We need to move now.
Hand. I can't feel it.
No, but I can.
You've...
This has taken an interesting turn.
You've taken control of my hand.
We need to move.
I...
No, that way.
No, I...
Arthur, relax. There's blood on my hand and yours. We need to clean ourselves quickly. There is a puddle to your left. Crouch down. Better, but we need to move now. Undoubtedly, the police have heard those gunshots.
What the fuck is going on? I don't understand.
You know exactly what's going on, Arthur. I'm gaining control.
But how? Well, why?
Why? Why not? I have your eyes. Maybe I have something else.
Where is the street?
A few feet away.
Taxi!
'86 Town Line, in hurry, please. You're taking control.
I suppose so, Arthur. I can feel your left hand now.
Oh, God.
Maybe as far up as the elbow. And... Yes, I can move it.
Why did you choke Eddie? You killed him.
Why? You wanted him dead. I could feel it. I did what you couldn't. You shot him twice, but he was still breathing. I just ensured your desire.
I can't believe this is happening. I can't...
Believe it. Look, Arthur... I don't actually want to take control of your body. But if we can't get me another one, then yours will have to do. That being said, my desire is still to find a new one, so let us focus. We're here.
Oh, what does the house look like?
It's tucked away on a small street. Looks like we're outside of Arkham. There's no cars in the driveway.
I have an uneasy feeling about all this.
There's a mailbox, but the name on it looks scratched out. No one is here.
How do you mean?
Arthur, the house looks abandoned. It looks like they've moved years ago. This is a dead end. Arthur get up. Arthur! Arthur, why are you sitting on the porch?
There is something moving beyond this world, and I cannot for the life of me grab a hold of what it is. I am so tired of having pieces to a puzzle that I cannot seem to comprehend. Girls taken, cults that seemingly no longer act, missing people, and the ever-present sense of dread on the air. It has no witnessable end. And I have you, a voice in my head and now a captor of my eyes and arm, guiding, controlling me blindly on this path. I am tired of being a hostage, and I am frustrated, and I am unsure of what to do next. That is why I'm going to sit here on this fucking porch.
Everything all right there, friend?
Seems like you've drawn the attention of a neighbor.
Yes, sorry, just,
He's talking to you from the porch next door.
Just was looking for an old family friend. I thought they lived here.
Cummings family, yeah?
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry, friend, they passed on a number of years ago. Terrible thing that happened.
Ask him.
Oh, well, why was that?
Oh, people started wondering where the family went. People called. They ended up heading inside the house, found the missus.
Well, what on earth happened to her?
Oh, it's not proper, but let's just say they found her in the basement, in a freezer.
And the husband?
Now, Mr. Rowland never came back, assumed he did it. Some say he went up to Canada. Never seemed the type to hurt, though.
And the daughter?
Oh, dangerous thing. She showed up a few weeks later. Poor girl, both parents gone. Now, she ended up living with some family.
Where?
Where is she now?
Harper's Hill, small town a few hours north of here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course. Were you close?
Very, very.
You see her, give her my best.
Well, Arthur, still ready to give up?
Well, that was...
unexpected?
Yeah.
Seems like not all is lost after all, Arthur.
Well, how do you suppose we headed someone hours away?
Do you not own a car?
Well, we did, yes.
Well, I now have control of your arm and your eyes. Between you managing your feet, I think we can manage to drive. Arthur, I mean it sincerely. I don't want your body. I did not take control of it by choice. We need to stay focused and on task. Okay?
All right.
Good. Now, where do you keep your car?
In a lot near the office.
Then let's head back there now and leave the city before any more police show up.
All right.
The street's just ahead. There's a taxi just down the way. If you hold your hand up, perfect.
Mosby Avenue. If we can't find you a new body,
Arthur,
or we can't find a way...
Arthur! Listen to me. There is no sense in worrying about that now. We need to stay focused. Right now, we have the Cummings girl. We need to follow up on her and find out what she knows. She clearly has a connection to this case.
That is easy for you to say. I'm losing pieces of myself. My hand is gone. My eyes are gone. I don't know what's next to leave. For all I know, if you take my mind entirely, I'll no longer be able to think.
We're almost there. Just relax. He's stomping. It's again about $2. He's let us out on Mosby Avenue. Where's the lot?
Are we on the north end or the south end?
I have no idea.
Where's the office?
To the right of us. I suppose we are on the north end.
Are the police still there?
No, Arthur.
It should be just on the corner. It's a large vacant lot. It should be open at this time of day.
I see it. It's across the street. Cross now. There aren't any cars. Which car is yours?
The black one, far left spot. It should have a ding on its right bumper.
Yes, I see it. Keep heading forward. There, stop. But one more car. That's the one.
There is a map in the glove compartment. You'll need to take a look and find a road out of town.
Arthur, are we together on this?
I don't know how to feel right now. I'm losing control of my body and my mind. I don't even know what you are.
Well then, why don't we just stay quiet for a bit?
I think that's best.
Harper's Hill seems straightforward enough.
Have we left the city?
A while ago now.
It's difficult to tell time like this.
I do sympathize with you, Arthur.
I miss the beauty in small things.
I haven't seen trees myself in...
How long?
I can't even guess.
Trees? We're very much north of the city now.
Yes, I suspect we're half hour out from Harper's Hill.
Oh. I hope we find an end today.
Slow down.
What?
Slow right down.
Why?
To a stop.
What?
There's a vehicle here without a driver at the side of the road.
Are they in trouble?
I can't tell. Should we take a look?
What do you want to do?
I don't know, but I feel like we should. We're in the middle of the woods. The sun has nearly disappeared behind the forest now. The road here is dirt, and the trees seem close. I think there may be a fog rolling in. This way, yes. The car looks empty, but...
But what?
The passenger door. It's opened towards the woods. Looks like someone may have been pulled out.
Really? Do you see anything on the ground?
I don't see any footprints or tracks. Yes, there are footprints leading off into the woods. And there's blood on the seat.
Well, they could be hurt. We could help them.
It also looks like there was a child in the back seat as well.
Why do you think they would head off into the woods?
I don't know.
Let's do something. Well, we should go. We should help. Let's follow the tracks into the woods. I feel like doing something good for someone else is important right now. After
all we've been through.
Yes.
It's getting quite dark.
There's a flashlight in the boot. Working?
Yes.
All right, let's head out.
Are you feeling any better?
I don't know. Maybe, yes, I suppose so. I needed to take my mind off of all this for a while, I think.
I understand.
If you do continue to take over my body, what will happen to me?
I don't know.
Venture a guess.
Perhaps you'll be imprisoned within this body. Perhaps you'll still be able to see and hear and taste.
Perhaps I'll simply stop existing.
Yes.
Well, if that's the worst case scenario, then I suppose it's no different than dying.
That is not the worst case scenario.
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter.
Don't do that to me. Not now. If you are sincere in what you said, that taking over my body is not your desire, then do not hold out on me.
There is a lot I don't understand about how I arrived here. But for all I know, we may end up switching places.
That's what I was implying by saying I may stop existing. It's just...
But I didn't stop existing.
You mean I may travel to...
All I know is I don't know how I arrived here.
We could be swapping places, so I could return to that dark world you came from.
Yes. Are you...
Tell me everything you can about this dark place.
I already did.
No, you mentioned something, but I need to know more. You said it's like a junkyard or a...
It's a mirror.
I thought you said it was a place where everything gets dumped.
Yes, but not in the sense you're thinking. The dark world is like this one, not piles of debris and used tires. It is just a place to end. Purgatory, some would call it, except I'm not sure there is anything afterwards.
Is this place not crowded? I can't imagine that every creature that has ever existed can fit into one place.
I'm not sure what you mean.
There must be not much room.
Perhaps.
You did say that it was where every creature that ever existed ended up.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's a place for only a certain type of person.
And what type was that?
I don't remember.
No, but you must have some...
Moments when we're talking, it feels like I can almost feel myself.
So you must have some idea of who you were. You must remember something.
No, Arthur, I'm not going to be any help. Not right now. Let's just focus. Wait.
What?
Do you hear that?
The crickets have stopped.
Exactly.
Are you still following the tracks?
Yes.
Any idea on what happened?
It seems like two sets of footprints.
I really don't understand. There was a passenger and a child in the car. Did they meet someone on the road, or...?
Why would there be blood, then?
I'm not sure. How old was the child?
It was a baby seat.
Oh.
It's almost dark enough to need the light.
Well, how far should we actually...
Wait. I think I see a light up ahead. It looks like a camp.
It looks like someone's camping.
Maybe. It's... There are houses. Huts, maybe. It looks like it could be a small village.
I don't know of any small villages.
There's no road in. Whoever lives here lives far away from civilization.
Do you see anyone? Where is the light coming from, exactly?
I don't... There's a small amount of light coming from inside. We'll need to move. Move left, and then stay low. I can get a better look. Looks like there's a gate. A wooden gate, but it's open. The whole thing is surrounded by tall wooden beams.
What do you see?
Quiet. There's a small fire inside. And there is a woman. There is a dead woman on the ground by the fire. Her throat is slit.
Is there anyone else?
Yes. There's a much older woman holding a baby. She's sitting cross-legged by the fire. She looks grotesque. Her skin is hanging loose and sagging as if it was ancient. Her hair is long and gray. She's naked, Arthur.
She's gone mad. My God, we need to help that child. Quickly, what is she doing with it?
She's just holding it. I think she's rocking back and forth.
Is there anyone else around? Is it...
No. The place looks abandoned otherwise. The huts have collapsed. Everything seems to be in ruins.
We need to move. You hold the gun and use it if she tries to harm the baby. I'm going to stay low.
She hasn't looked up yet. You're at the gate. She's only a short distance away. She still hasn't... I think she knows we're here.
Fuck.
No, she's not moving. She seems... She doesn't seem worried. Arthur, you're almost at the fire now. She's practically right across from you.
I can feel the fire.
Well...
You have the gun.
Yes.
Is it pointed at her?
Not yet.
Give me the child.
She's looking at you. She doesn't seem surprised to see you.
What is she doing now?
She's holding the child out to you.
else around us?
No.
Should we leave?
Yes, quickly.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know.
What was that? I don't understand.
I don't either. She looked like death. She looked ancient.
Is the baby all right?
I don't know. Set her down. She looks...
What?
I don't know. It looks like the woman may have drawn something on her.
How?
I don't know. With charcoal from the fire, maybe. It looks like a symbol, but it's rubbed off.
We need to get out of here.
Yes.
Is this the right way?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean?
It's dark, Arthur. Your light is barely bright enough to reach past the edges of the trees. Just keep moving.
Okay.
Shh, shh.
What? What?
I don't know. Keep moving.
What the fuck was that?
What? Stop. What? Stop.
What?
I saw something move beyond that tree ahead. Just turn. Head right.
Wait, which way? This way?
No. Just move.
I don't know.
Just move. Arthur. Arthur, run! Run!
Jeez.
Right, Arthur, to your right! I see the road. We're here. The car is to your right. Hurry.
What was that? What the fuck was that?
Arthur, start the car and drive. Go! Wait. Wait.
What?
We didn't leave the radio on.
No, I didn't.
Arthur! Don't let her! Arthur, hit the gas! Arthur!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.